yes, I'm happy like many of you tonight. I thank God. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Bless the Lord. Let's say this phrase together. Without Him, I would be nothing. Without Him, I would fail. Without Him, my life would be rugged like a ship without a sail. Can you say it? Without Him, I could do nothing. Without Him, I would fail. Without Him, my life would be rugged like a ship without a sail, without a sail. Without a doubt, without a doubt, He is my Savior. He is my Savior. My strength, a long life's way. Life's way in deep water, in deep water. He is my anchor. He is my anchor. Through faith, he'll be my stay, my stay. I am leaning and depending on Jesus, and depending on Jesus. I'm trusting God, trusting, and I know He cares. He cares. I'm waiting. Waiting for my Savior, for my Savior. I know He'll dry all my tears without Him, without God. Could do nothing without Him.
Oh, bless the Lord out there, all of you, my friends, sisters, and brothers in Christ. We praise God for you in the matchless name of Jesus. God has enabled us to meet again by the way of radio, and I want to give Him praise for that. And I thank God for you listeners, and thank God for each of you who are praying for us and supporting us with your prayers and finances. Because of you, our mass baptismal service, oh, it was such a mass baptismal service. I was inspired as we was reading concerning the unit, the Ethiopian unit that Philip ministered to in the desert. And because he believed, he was baptized there in the desert. He was not a member, but he wasn't even in the building, but because he believed. And the word of God had said in Mark, the 16th chapter, and the 16th verse says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And we know that after Philip had ministered to the Ethiopian unit, they are traveling back to Ethiopia. The treasurer of Queen Candace of Ethiopia, he believed, and he asked Philip, could anything hinder him from being baptized? And there in the desert, they found water, and Philip baptized him in the name of Jesus. And then he was caught away in the spirit. Scripture said the eunuch saw him no more, but he left rejoicing, traveling back to Ethiopia. And God stirred my mind, and the spirit caused me to see there are many lives are being touched as a result of the various broadcasting and that's going forth lifting Jesus. And they haven't joined the church yet, but they believe. He said, well, then have a baptismal service and baptize them. Don't require them to join your ministry or your church. Just baptize them because they believe. And that's what we did. We make that appeal. We made that appeal. Many of you heard it and was baptized. Even in that service, through the going in the water, the baptism in the water, parent presented their infants unto the Lord for covering, just as Hannah told God, when you bless me with a son, I dedicate him back to you. Oh, we had a service. New converts, some going in the water, doing the first work. Oh, it was just a marvelous time. And I believe that all together we baptized 38. And they had gone down, resurrecting, identifying with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, and walking in the newness of life. And at the close of the service, we praise God as Jesus ate fish with the disciples before he ascended back into heaven. We had a surprise seafood dinner. I was able to surprise them with that feast. And we just thank God for the great time and the marvelous work of Christ. I just like to say we want you to join us there in at the service at 2621 Ralston Road. We've been having such an electrifying, glorified time in the Lord Jesus Christ himself. God has given us messages to set the captives free, to build your faith, to shake you out of that old traditional walk and being saved that allowed us to do many things that the scripture said that we shouldn't do. But traditionally we have been programmed. God doesn't want all of your time. So if you just spend an hour or two in church, that should be suffice for the rest of the 7 days of the week. Do what you want to do. But thank God when you read and study the word, even the more you will find out there's more to it than just going to church for an hour. But Jesus wants to take up residence in your life. The Holy Spirit wants to dwell in you. The Father wants to dwell in you. You become the temple of the Lord. Well, we got to not go preach right now. I'm going to take you into a transcribed service where testimonies was going forth right before we baptized. But do tell others, they may view us now on the website. I tell you, we do a live stream service on Sunday mornings at 11:30, then on Wednesday night Bible class at 7:30, and Friday night miracle working service at 7:30. So we're looking forward for you to visit us and keep the prayers going. And more supporters are needed as we perform this ministry outreach, the ministry of deliverance. That's why our message is not traditional, but it's a message of deliverance to let people know God loves them and he saves us, not according to who we are, who we know, or what we own or what we don't own. But it's we that can believe the gospel, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Viewers watching us in California, Florida, North Carolina, and South Carolina, even in New York, on the live stream video on www.clevelandsmithministries.com, and click on that button that says live stream video and put your name in that and click again, and you'll be right in the service with us. But we'd like for you to join us there. We want you to hear us. iHeartRadio, download the app on your iPhone. Then at 2 o'clock, set it on the radio station, 900 AM. 900 AM, that is WGOK Gospel Radio. Each Saturday at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time. So that's 900 on the AM dial radio station, WGOK, at 2 o'clock p.m. That's 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That's 1 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. 2 o'clock Central Standard. 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And wherever you are, wherever the time zone that you're in, on our central time zone, it's 2 o'clock p.m. So invite others to listen as well. Now we're going to go by transcribed tape. I just feel like continuing to minister to you right now because I'm so grateful that God visit us as a result of your prayers, and we were able to reach out as a result of your contributions through the radios and through the computer. And then because of your personal donation to me, I was able to give a seafood feast at the ending of the baptismal service. So God bless you. Let's listen. Amen.
Praise God. My name is Brother Cleveland Bass. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I thank God for my being here, for my life, health, and strength, and for the service that we had on last night, because it was truly a blessing unto me. Pray me as I pray for you.
Amen.
Praise God. My name is Sister Janelle Robinson. Set your affections on things above and now things of the earth. I thank God for waking up this morning, starting a brand new day. Pray me as I pray for you.
Amen.
Praise God. My name is Brother Cleveland, Sylvester Smith Ingram. Great is the Lord and great to be praised in the city of our God and Master of Holiness. I praise God for one for Chief Apostle, Apostle Cleve Smith. I praise God for the one for service that I had on last night, because it was truly blessing unto me. Let's continue to serve up higher, higher each and every day.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist Williams, share with us your testimony.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. I thank God for deliverance. For it's been about a week. I've been having some health issues, and it's been pretty bad. But I thank God that after coming, I pressed my way on to service this week. And yesterday was a bad day for me. But I thank God that I came on the church and the deliverance that I got. And I thank God the healing is progressing. To bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist Barker, share with us your testimony.
I praise God for this week of service because on Wednesday when Apostle was starting and I have seen him be so, I don't know what the word is about the word of God, that he's so excited about it. But on Wednesday, it was such a difference. And it was I could feel it in my spirit, the preparation that he is doing for us. And then on last night, that happened. And I'm so excited about today and tomorrow, about never being the same again.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Brother, share with us your name.
Alton Lee.
Brother Lee, share with us what the Lord has done for you.
I thank the Lord for delivering me from marijuana and synthetic marijuana. Anybody thinking about use it, don't do it, because it'll leave you in a place you don't want to be. And I just thank God for eternal life right now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Let's praise the Lord along with Brother Lee. Amen.
Come on, let's keep that praise going. We bless the wonderful name of the Lord. We praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Woo! Yes, Lord. To God be the glory. Can you say it with me? To God be the glory. To God. All the things he has done, to God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God. Give honor to God continuously and to
Pastor Cardell and Pastor Miles and Elder Tucker and all of the clergy that's here. I guess you all see my allergy is about to act up. Of course, this is so special to me today, and I see the hand of God moving among us, and I see what He is doing. I'm so glad and just elated because this was just my revelation that God quickened me by His Spirit and said, let's have a mass baptismal service. He said, have it, and gave me this date. It was just a couple of weeks ago. And I'm seeing new faces, familiar faces, and faces of faces. And I'm just glad in my soul. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Bless the Lord. And then just think, I've got notifications that we have people watching us now in Missouri, Kansas City, and amen, bless the Lord. New York, preacher out there, up there, over there. Amen, praise the Lord. Alabama, amen, bless you. Going on right now, to God be the glory. Woo! For the things that He is doing. Amen, praise the Lord. God bless, God bless, and God bless. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm reminded of the scriptures where Jesus had said in Mark the 16th chapter, and He talked to the disciples before His ascension back into heaven. He said to them at the 14th verse, it said that He had appeared unto them that evening at set at meat, and He upbraided them with their because of their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not know for certainty that He would be resurrected. You know, this was right before He had ascended back. And He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, amen, to every creature. Then He says, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And He says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In My name shall they cast out devils, those that believe. And He says, and in My name also they shall speak with new tongues. And they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So after that, the Lord had spoken unto them. He was received up into heaven, Jesus said, the word said at least, and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth preaching everywhere, and the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders. Believers today, look at what God is saying. I'm just recapitulating what has already been established among believers, and I'm so glad that God is giving us the opportunity to baptize new converts and those instance that those one of you going to present them to the Lord. We know they haven't had a chance, if we want to be technical, to say whether they believe or not, but you can present them to the Lord. And I thank God for that. Amen. You're hearing me. And now this says that now the signs shall follow them that believe. This is a corporate blessing that is pronounced upon all believers. Are you hearing me here? You have power to cast out devils. You might not get a chance to do like they do in the movies and have these ecstasies, but you have power over the devil. Amen. Amen. You can do warfare because greater is He that is within you than he that's in the world. Are y'all hearing me here? Somebody give God a praise in the house. Yeah. And oh, glory to God. Amen. So wherever the devil is attacking you, you can cast him out. You can speak against, take up and do warfare against the devil. Then he said, you shall speak with new tongues. And we know it was demonstrated, it was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit lit upon them. And then it's like cloven tongues of fire. And they began to speak, amen, in other tongues. They hadn't studied the language. They didn't know what they were saying. But the people that was there from other countries, hey, are you hearing me? The Jews that had assembled back into Jerusalem, they heard them speaking in their native tongues. And to make the work of God so outstanding and beyond human comprehension, he came through people that was unlearned. And all of the people that traveled there in Jerusalem for the festival occasion, they knew that the 120 in the upper room was unlearned people, and they knew they were from Galilee. But how was they able to speak their language where they were born, and the Galileans never been out of Galilee, and there they speaking a new tongue? Somebody give God a praise in this house for the new tongue. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless him. Bless the name of the Lord. It doesn't get you excited thinking about it. Amen. You don't have to be hindered. Are you hearing me here? If you're walking in the spirit and you run across a Frenchman, you can get an anointing that speaks French. Amen. Amen. But when the spirit lifts, you go right back to your English now. Are y'all understanding me here? Oh, what a wondrous work of God. It's not dependent upon your intellect, but it's the working of the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah to God. Woo! Thank you. You say, if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. I say, it says, if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. Amen. You don't have to worry about voodoo and black art. Are y'all hearing me here? Somebody said, praise the Lord. Because you're walking. Are you hearing me here? You're walking in the shadow of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with him being on the inside. I want to shout. I want to give God a praise in this house. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey, glory. Hey, glory to God. Yes, Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. This revelation is yet quickened in my mind. Amen. He said, there are some that believe. Amen. Just like the Ethiopian eunuch that believed and was traveling back to Ethiopia from Jerusalem. He was the treasurer of King Candace, queen at least, Candace of Ethiopia. And Philip joined himself there at the chariot, went there, the Spirit told him, and began to converse and talk with him and explain to him about how Jesus, God incarnated in the flesh, came in the likeness of sinful flesh to condemn sin in the flesh, but to walk in this world here. He disconnected himself with the fullness of his power and became a man just like you and I. And amen, to walk and to see how it is and how life is here on earth, so he could go back and stand there at the right hand of God and make intercession for us. He is our high priest. The scripture says he knows how it is to be tempted, because he, like we are, have been tempted in every way. Are you hearing me here? But yet he remained without sin. But he can identify whatever you're going through. He can identify with that. Amen. Because, hallelujah, he walked that walk. Amen. He walked the mile in our shoes. Amen. They used to have a song out, if you really want to know how I feel, walk a mile in my shoes. So the Lord walked a mile in our shoes. And he can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Thank God for a Savior that knows
what you're going through, and he's able to help you and to deliver you and to see you through and to bring you out and to carry you over in the name of Jesus. Give God another praise. Oh, thank God for the high priest. Thank God for the high priest. Thank God for the deliverer. Oh, praise the Lord in here. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hey. Woo. 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 Come on, let's make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pastor. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Glory. Glory to God. What the Bible say, make a noise unto the Lord. He doesn't care whether you can sing or not. Just make a noise. He ain't worried about your tune. He doesn't care if you're a soprano, if you're alto, if you're tenor, if you're bass, or if you're baritone. Make a noise unto the Lord. Good. Yes, yeah. Woo. Yes. Woo. Thank God. Joyful noise, because we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. Hey, glory to God. He'll give us the victory. He'll give us the victory. He'll win the battle and present the trophy. Are y'all hearing me? And present the trophy unto us. Somebody give God another praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I got this. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, I heard this. I heard this glorious nugget come through. Amen. We were making the noise, but I'm going to tell you what I heard. I said he would win the battle and present us with the trophy of victory. He will fight our battle. And he will give us the victory. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You just keep standing. God will fight the battle. You keep standing. God will fight the battle. You keep standing. God will fight the battle. Back into heaven, he heard God speaking to the Son, He said, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. He's going to present the victory. Are you hearing me? Jesus near presented. There we go to us. I guess I keep hearing prevented to tell you nothing can prevent it if you keep the faith. Nothing can prevent it if you keep the faith. It might think it's preventing, but it won't stop it. You go get it. The victory is yours in Christ Jesus. Tell somebody to keep the faith in here. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us stand. I'm getting ready to pray. Then as we proceed in the baptismal service tomorrow, you've prayed, but I want to pray what God has inspired me to say to you and to pray for you and say these things concerning you. I want you to let it be implanted in your heart. If you want it, just say to the Lord, I open my heart. He's standing at the heart's door. John had seen as he wrote the book of Revelation. And he saw Jesus standing at the heart door knocking. And said, if any man would hear my voice and open up, I'll come in and I'll sup with him. I'll come in and I'll sit there with him. I'll converse with him. I'll listen to him. I'll talk with him. And if you just say, Lord, I open my heart, and the words he has inspired me to say, it will go right into your innermost being. He will sit there. He's sitting there to you. He want me to speak that the peace of God will surpass it understanding. That he began to manifest himself more than what we ever have experienced prior to today. And that this day will be another fresh anointing and an increase of that peace. Keep your mind stayed on him. We're in a time when the world is going to get worse and worse. But he said the peace he's increasing in us is not determined by what's outside, but it's what's within you. And he is fortifying you to keep standing in spite of it. He will give you victory over all the attacks of the adversary. He will see you through. He will. No matter what you are experiencing, he will be with you. He said he loves you more than we could ever comprehend. And all he wants you to do is believe him. Is to believe him. Hallelujah. That's what he wants me to say. And as I was talking then, I looked back into my mind. I saw there when he appeared to the disciples, he came to see him, but he had to correct them because there were their unbelief. But he was still there to show them, I'm here. So when you get in those areas where you want to doubt, he said, I'm not going to leave you. I want you to know I'm still with you. And I will see you through. He cannot deny himself. And if he spoke it, he will. Keep his word. That's God in Christ. Glory to God. It's yours. It's for you. It's for you. It's to you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, it's to you. It's in your heart. And let the love of God flow through you to show his love to others, coming through you. But you are respecting all. Give respect to all humans. We all was created by the same God. As we read the other night, we're all made out of that same lump. So treat each other that way, and you will begin to experience even more miracles in your life. I hear him saying, you go get physical healing, you'll get spiritual healing. You'll get unexpected blessings as you walk in this, what he is saying in your heart. Now let it permeate now in your mind. Let it permeate in your mind. God is doing it. God is doing it. In the name of Jesus, for his glory. And right now, those who might not know how, what I mean, what I'm about to say about magnify the Lord. What I mean by that is for us to just lift our hands to God and began to tell him how great he is in your life, how much you love him, how much you appreciate him in spite of the adversity. Talk to him and let him know. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. It makes no difference on what you could be experiencing that's contrary. Magnify. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord. And I thank you. Oh, I thank you for loving me in spite of myself. I thank you for your faithfulness. Oh, Lord. 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 I magnify you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Oh God, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Bless you in Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For the glory of God. We're presenting the children to you, Father. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes. Presenting them to you, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the children. Thank you for the children. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, as you had commanded us, those that believe, that we baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, as you have commanded, and in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, as the apostles did, in Jesus' name.
Well, beloved, I'm sure by the aid of the Holy Spirit you can discern that we had a marvelous time in our massed baptismal service. And we thank God for the success. I'd like to invite you to come and join us in service Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. We're at 2621 Ralston Road. And those who can't make it, you may view us on your phones at www.clevelandsmithministries.com and click the live stream video. And we're just looking forward for you to join in with us with your prayers and praise and all as we submit it up to God in the name of Jesus before the throne of grace. Yes, so we can find strength to help us in times like these. God our Father, in Jesus' name. And don't forget, we'll be broadcasting on this very fine station next week at the same time. And you may hear us at 1 o'clock p.m. on WTOF 1110 on the AM dial, Bay Minette, Alabama. Saturday evening at 8 o'clock p.m. and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. on radio station WMOB 1360 on the AM dial. Then on Tuesday, 11 o'clock a.m. is WQFX. That's 1130 on the AM dial, Biloxi, Mississippi. And each Saturday we broadcast on the iHeartRadio, being heard on radio station WGOK 900 on the AM dial. And this is at 2 o'clock p.m. So tell your friends and tell your neighbors. They may listen to us regardless of where they are located. It's 2 o'clock Central Standard Time. iHeartRadio, radio station 900 AM WGOK in Mobile, Alabama. So we're just looking forward to you worshiping with us in our weekly services, or Monday night talent night, Wednesday night Bible class, Friday night prayer and anointing service, and Sunday worship service. You may communicate with us in writing us at P.O. Box 70, Mobile, Alabama 36601. Or you may call the office, area code 251-479-2084. So we're just looking forward to communicate with you and go by our school there at St. John's School of Tomorrow. That's located at 1624 Barkin Boulevard in Mobile, Alabama. We have a Sister Anna Mae Robertson Infant and Child Care located at 1624 Barkin Boulevard, Building D. And we're looking forward to hear from you. So look, God bless you. Continue to pray for us. New supporters are needed and desired as we expand in the ministry that God had called us into. in these last days right before Jesus make his return. So God bless you. Jesus said, man ought to always pray and faint not. Our Father who art in heaven,
oh. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. I am Sister Alice Franklin, and you're listening to the broadcast of St. John's Deliverance Temple, Incorporated, emanating from our sanctuary located at 2621 Ralston Road in Mobile, Alabama, 36606. Our sponsors are the ACS Ministries and our beloved friends. Now, your continued support and prayers are very much appreciated, and we do welcome new supporters. Send your contributions to Post Office Box 70, Mobile, Alabama 36601, or bring it when worshiping with us. All contributions are tax deductible, and we do thank God for your support. We're the little ministry with a mega ministry outreach, with a universal thrust, reaching men, women, boys, and girls everywhere. Do let us hear from you real soon. Send all of your correspondences to P.O. Box 70, Mobile, Alabama 36601. Now, our 24-hour prayer line is available. Just dial the word healing along with area code 251 and leave your message. Beloved, no matter how hopeless and adverse your circumstances may appear, remember God is near and Jesus will deliver you.